Ertl, this is Dawn. Can I help you?
Hi, Dawn. This is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. I believe we spoke before. I was trying to see if I can get in touch with the person that's in charge of the cabinet sourcing for your projects.
They're going to have to call you. They're on job sites, and you talking to me is like a waste of breath.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your
honor. See your email. But I do see your email, and there's always, you know, need of a good cabinet man.
Okay, so you do see the email then. Absolutely.
Yes. We do. Do you do custom cabinets?
We can do custom, yes. Just depending on the specifics. We can definitely do some custom. Once again, we might not be able to bend wood or anything like that, but we might be able to work it out depending on what it is.
Hmm. Okay, because we're needing a seriously custom cabinet shop.
Okay.
That doesn't have, you know, we could do it if it's not this, and we can do it if it's not that. We had two cabinet men just decide that they're retiring. They're really old. So they're wanting to retire.
Their time has been
yeah,
done.
Yeah, they're almost 80. They're almost 80 years old, and the love has gone out. You know, and it wears them out to do the cabinet work.
Well, hopefully they passed along their experience, because I know a lot of people that don't like to teach others. You know, and they leave so much good work behind. You know, maybe they can pass that along to somebody else, maybe the next generation. You know, that's always amazing, because, you know, you don't want to lose that.
No. And my husband is actually, he builds custom furniture. And he will, designers will come to him and they'll say, you know, hey, here's this 1800s build that we're, you know, working on. Can you recreate these pieces? Yeah, I can do that. You know, because he would get out his carvings and off he'd go, you know, with his knives.
Absolutely. I have a similar kind of different story there. I remember when I was a little younger, I used to work for my uncle, and he would set stone. He was a mason. But I was only his helper, and he wouldn't teach me how to do it. And one time we were working at a job site, and there was he was 73 years old at that time, 73-year-old man. He was kind of hunchback, because his whole life all he's done is set stone, hand by hand. And one day he called me to the side, and he says, hey, come here. I'm going to teach you how to set stone. And he did. And after that, man, like, so many doors opened up for me. Just because of that man that taught me. But my uncle never did, and I quit with my uncle, and I went to go do my own thing. So that was pretty...
Yeah,
I wanted to learn. I didn't want to be a helper my whole life.
Right. There's a lot of cabinet people that are, or skilled persons, that they don't want to be a helper the rest of their life, but they also don't want to do what the old folks are doing. They want to do it a new way.
They want to do it more with, like, the technology. And
right, yeah. And then they lose, some of that craftsmanship. And it's funny, being in the building trade for many, 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 many years for myself, it's amazing how some of the people will want. I built a house that was an 1825s model, and I wanted the craftsmanship from back then. So
the vintage.
Yeah. So it was hard to find, but I was in a different actual part of the country.
Did you use the square nails? Remember how the nails used to be square?
Yeah. Well, we didn't use too many nails. We did, the tenons and whatnot to fit things in. And our carpenters were like, you really have to do it like this.
Are you sure you want it this way?
Yeah, but it's not going to look authentic if I don't, you know. And so, all right, Ms. Miss Allen, we'll do it for you, you know. So, yeah, and you know, the anyway, you know, the dowels and fitting things together with, you know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
All nice and snug.
I saw a lot of those houses over in Northern Virginia. They were, they're all, there's a lot of 1800 style houses out there, and they're just, even their wallpapers has mesh and let's say, cement, you know, it's amazing how they used to do it back in the days, and you don't see that anymore. You know, it's, but it's amazing how this, because I work with some framers as well, and if you can, how they used to do it back in the days, and has lasted this long, and it outlasts many of what's going on now with the regular wood and just, you know, 2x4s that they're using now, which back then, I specifically one roof, I'm talking about one roof specifically in McLean, Virginia, you can see the detail. We're talking about to the millimeter, man. I'm like, wow, these people knew what they were doing. And this house was built in the 1800s. And I'm like, this is amazing. You know, you cannot recreate that nowadays unless you know what you're doing.
Right.
And
right.
So.
You know, and it really is amazing. You know, and the things last so much longer.
Yeah.
I mean, because I have built several homes, and I was always having people, you know, come back and fix this door and fix this molding and fix
it warped,
this and
all this.
Yeah,
it's
changed. Yeah, and
it's amazing
anyway.
How that is craftsmanship, like you said.
Yeah. So,
well, I can sit here and talk to you all day, to be honest.
Yeah, but that's not getting you any business.
Exactly. Okay,
I will let them know that you can do custom cabinetry. And do you install or do you just CNC
and throw it out
the door?
We just manufacture it and we even distribute it. And we don't do any installation at all. We just,
do any installation.
No, we do not.
Okay.
So it's just about, we can render a blueprint for you or send you quotes, but we don't install at all. No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, and there's still a need for that as well. And maybe for specific pieces, you know, these guys will come out of retirement.
I don't think so, but you know,
these
are guys who, once they make up their mind, that's it. These are guys, when they speak, you shut up and listen type stuff, you know?
Right.
My husband
he went into retirement, so to speak, except for the fact that his designers will bring him something and go, please.
You're the only one that could do it.
Yeah. And so he'll go, okay, you know.
That's amazing. That's actually pretty cool. I wish I could get there one day.
Yeah. Well, he's not sure that he likes that. But, you know, and he doesn't charge enough for, you know, he's still, you know, 10 years ago money.
Well, I think because
it
sounds like he does it because he enjoys it and that's what he likes. Instead of, it's not about the money, it's because he loves what he does. And that's sounds like he has a good heart, too.
Okay, who am I speaking to right now? Well, my name is Dawn.
Dawn, it was a pleasure speaking to you. If you can pass that information along for me, that would be amazing.
I hope
you have a good day. It was a great conversation.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And be productive. All right.
I will.
Thanks,
Thank you for that, Dawn. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.